I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. When was the last time you got a can of worms and headed to the bank of your local pond or small lake? Have you forgotten the pure pleasure of pan fishing? Time to rediscover that. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. If you fish, chances are pretty good the first fish you ever caught was a bluegill. It's how most everybody starts out as a youngster. Panfish in general are very abundant since they are a forage species. But for whatever reason, biologist Dave Wellman of the DNR's District 1 says it's true. We've all pretty much abandoned our roots as anglers.
You know, I think sometimes we start off with that and then you just start graduating to bigger species, a little bit more, sexy species, things like that, such as your bass, muskie. You know, everyone wants bigger, tougher fish and things. But I tell you what, I still panfish quite a bit. I love to panfish.
Bud Wellman says that's too bad because those fish are staples for the pure enjoyment of fishing.
Within our district, starting this year, we've just started a project looking at several small impoundments, how we can improve panfishing, whether it's bluegill, crappie, or what have you. That's certainly on our radar screen because, like I said, that's one way that a lot of folks are drawn in to fishing is as a kid, their parents taking bluegill fishing.
There are already a number of places in the state that are great for pan fishing, but nobody really considers them for that.
We have several of our small impoundments. You know, I think I'd like to start with those. When I say small impoundments, I'm talking about, you know, 500 acres or less. And really the majority of these are, at least in the area that I'm responsible for, 50 acres or less. And what we have, you can look at a couple of these such as Teeter Creek Lake. Teeter Creek Lake's known mostly for trout fishing. We stock it with trout. But it has very, very nice bluegill in it. It actually has a decent crappie population in it. And believe it or not, it has some really nice yellow perch in it. It's amazing to me the number of people that I talk to tell them it has nice, 12, 13, 14-inch yellow perch in that lake. They're like, well, that's nice. I'm going to trout fishing.
In most cases, it takes only a hook, a bobber, and a worm, and that's it. Plus, if you hit the right place, the pan fish get big. Places like Cheat Lake for those yellow perch.
You know, I'd say it's probably, if you're going for numbers-wise and probably average sizes, I would think it may be the best lake that we have in West Virginia.
Try returning to your roots and bring along the family for a pan fishing adventure somewhere in West Virginia this weekend. They're always biting, and you'll rediscover they're a lot of fun to catch. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.